Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Time to talk to our favorite handicapper. That's Gabe Morenci. You can find him on Twitter at SportsRage, at FNTSY SportsNet, and FNTSY Radio. Gabe, how are you?
What's up?
It's always a pleasure, guys. I'm ready to rock.
Well, you know, I got to ask you, because I love a lot of times when I'm sitting on the couch watching games, maybe I'm a little bored, I always flip on Twitter. I always find you live. I mean, you're always going live. That's why I encourage our listeners to check you out at Sports Rage. Now, I think it was not last, maybe it was 2 weekends ago. You were in this, it looked like your bachelor pad. It was like a white apartment with your buddies. You're eating pizza. You were going live. Is that your bachelor pad there in New York?
Yeah. I ripped off... I figured if Dave Portnoy and Barstool can get thousands of and millions of hits reviewing pizza, I did my own pizza review the night before the Bills game. I try to stay off of Periscope now, Craig, because it just gets me in trouble more than anything. But I Periscoped a little bit the next day, too. I went to the Bills and the Jets game, and we were lucky enough to have a suite. We were living the high life.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've been broadcasting pretty much through every game. I'm over at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, and we're there pretty much 7 days a week during the games. And if you think the streets of New York are a circus, man, it's times 10 in that sportsbook. It's like one flew over the cuckoo's nest in that place. Like I need hazard pay. I think I might be like deranged and insane from spending 10 hours a day in that building.
Nice. Hey, I got to ask you, just starting with college tonight real quick. The last time SC lost a home game to the Utes was 1916. I don't give a bleep. They're losing tonight. I'm taking Utah. You can't talk me out of it. No how, no way.
Go ahead.
Am I wrong?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? I almost want to – I'm going to be honest with you. The USC Trojans have been a nemesis of mine. I really bought in on Slovis. I really like what this kid brought to the table. He provided a spark similar to what I think Daniel Jones is going to do for the Giants. You know, it's not always the quarterback's fault and per se, but sometimes it's just not a good fit. JT Daniels wasn't a good fit. When we get into coaching here, Pete, I mean, we're talking about Kyle Whittingham versus Clay freaking Helton. I mean, it's a massive coaching mismatch. I guess we're going to find out tonight if the Utah Utes can live up to this hype. And you know they have a lot of California kids and kids out of L.A. here, but I can't overlook a Friday night with 90,000 people getting 3.5 points here. I'm probably going to hate myself in the morning for this, guys, because all I do is rip Clay Helton on a daily basis. It's like me and Matt Patricia. I rip Matt Patricia every day.
Yeah.
And I like the Lions this week because I'm probably an idiot.
Oh, wow.
But I'm leaning. I find that the college card really tough tonight. I look forward to tomorrow's card as a Michigan fan and, you know, that Texas-Oklahoma State game. I got a couple of angles on. But tonight is tricky. And I'm going to pull the trigger with the underdog, Pete, to be honest, and Craig. I'm going to go with the USC Trojans plus the 3.5 points. I think this total is too low at 53 as well.
Mm-hmm.
We saw last week BYU was able to go up and down the field. This isn't, the Utah Utes used to be able to score in the Urban Meyer, Alex Smith days.
Yeah.
But for the most part over the years, let's be real, the Utes have been known for sort of having a stagnant offense. They can put points up on the board. They've scored 30-plus. Every game that they played this year, 35, et cetera. And I see no reason why there's not points here. I'm surprised the total wasn't a little higher.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the home dog here at plus 3.5, as well as the over 53. And I just can't resist the 7 points with the Flyboys tonight and the Air Force Falcons.
Yeah,
they match up well with Boise State. They always have. I'm not worried about a letdown from last week. Air Force beat Colorado on the road as underdogs. It was a nice win. But it goes to show that Air Force, they can match up with teams that want to throw the ball. They can match up with athletic teams. And this is a good Air Force football team, and I'm getting 7 points with. Boise State have been a brutal home favorite, guys, especially under Harsin here over the years. You know, everyone talks about the blue turf, so it sort of gets overhyped a little bit, but Boise have a tendency of playing up or down to the level of their competition.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a smash-mouth conference rival. Air Force has given them fifths for freaking years.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way. I remember when I was young and dumb, I'd lay the points. Air Force, they're not going to be able to keep up. you guys know, man, playing military academies is extremely difficult. Now, Boise see them every year, so it's a little bit different than a team like Colorado that wasn't used to dealing with this. But, you know, the physical conditioning, you know, we can go down the list. The physical conditioning, the altitude won't be a problem for these kids. Air Force, they're coming from Colorado. Like going into Boise, they're going to be able to handle the elements. They're not going to be fazed by a bunch of drunk kids in Idaho. And it won't be let down after last week. I'm all about the dogs here tonight. Although the FIU game, that's kind of a tough one. I'm not ready to lay the points with Skip in this spot. But I do like the other two dogs here tonight, guys. Air Force, and I like USC, and I like the USC game to go over.
I'm totally with you 100% on Air Force. Absolutely. Everything you said is spot on, especially how tough they play. And Troy Calhoun might be one of the most underrated coaches in the country. They don't throw the ball off on another triple option. When they do, it's like they average like more than any other school in the country, believe it or not. It's like 18, 19 yards when they do throw the ball. But I totally agree with you. That game should come right down to the wire tonight. So
yeah, it really should. And, you know, this Air Force team, this sort of leads into Michigan. And as you talk about, they don't throw the ball a lot, but – we're living in an era right now, guys, where I think, and at least if I was in charge, and I think we're seeing a little bit of a trend of this right now, that the passing era is going to start slowing down a little bit. Hmm. I think we're going to see coaches start to go a little bit more old school and at least figure it out.
Yeah.
Look at Army, guys. Hmm. Army don't have the blue chip talent that Michigan do.
Yeah.
They don't have the blue chip talent that the Oklahoma Sooners did last year. But it breaks your will. I talk to a lot of players, a lot of college players, and they all say the same thing, that they always looked at the schedule and go, oh, God, where's the military game?
Yeah.
Right? Guys that play in these conferences, and they're like, when are we playing the military team? And it's relentless. They challenge your manhood. Mm. Nobody likes to tackle nowadays.
Yeah.
These kids just run right at you relentlessly for 3.5 hours. They're in better shape than you are. They're tougher mentally than you are. And it wears on you. And you saw, it's funny because a lot of people are down on Michigan after their performance against Army. And as a Michigan fan, I love what I saw. I mean, these 5-star recruits and 4-star recruits never saw anything like that before. We usually don't play the military teams. They never saw anything like that before. They were in a real bar fight, with a bunch of tough kids from Army, man. I think it's gonna help them a lot when they go into Madison, but, you know, we talk about Boise State. Chris Peterson was a good home favorite years ago. And, of course, a great dog when Boise used to sneak up on people. But in the old days when they were cover numbers, guys, they weren't the big, you know, they weren't the powerhouse yet. So they weren't overvalued like they are now. I think Air Force takes this game to the wire.
Mm. Talking with Gabe Morenci. All right, you've mentioned Michigan a couple of times. You talked about the game at Camp Randall. I believe Wisconsin's a 3.5-point favorite. I think this is the most important game of Jim Harbaugh's career at Michigan so far. And it'll be followed by more most important games against Penn State and leading up to Ohio State and Notre Dame, obviously. But, man, this one's big. How do you see it coming out on the road for the Wolverines?
You know how I see this is the way you just put it?
Yes.
It's almost like he's on trial now. Like, the trial's begun. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we're calling the first witness, and he better hope the first witness just doesn't bury him.
Yeah.
You know, like, if it goes on and they're able to dance through this, and let's say they end with one loss or they beat Ohio State, it's not a disaster. They need to beat Ohio State. Now, listen, I'm a diehard Michigan fan. I have been since the 70s, man, and I fell in love with this program with Bo Schembechler and company. So beat Ohio State is a key this year, obviously. I think anything less than 10-2, you know, I'd like to see this team make the playoffs, but from what we've seen so far, you know, Shea Patterson hasn't played well enough. He's just off. I don't know if he's getting used to this new system, but the thing is with this Michigan Wolverine team is they are battle-tested, and they haven't played horribly. They've just fumbled the ball a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they've turned the ball over 5 times. They've been a little sloppy. There's been, like, you know, false starts, penalties, things that you wouldn't expect from a Harbaugh coach team, but they've actually been sloppy, but I think they feel the pressure. I think the kids feel the pressure of the expectations that are on their coach, and then it sort of trickles down, and you're right. I mean, Michigan win this game tomorrow, and the hype train built. The same people that rip Harbaugh and write columns about him getting fired.
Yeah.
We'll talk about how it's his coming, you know, coming to Jesus moment, so to speak. If they lose, the wheels could fall off and it could get ugly. And then who knows what the future holds? I don't think it's as urgent where Harbaugh is about to get fired, but you know, listen, I've defended them, but I'm getting impatient as well. They should win this game, but it's not going to be easy. And there's some daunting numbers, guys. You know, the miss is embarrassing, like really embarrassing.
Yeah.
The Michigan Wolverines have not won a game as an underdog outright since 2013.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
13 straight.
Wow.
13 straight. They beat Northwestern, as underdogs in 2013.
Yeah, right.
Harbaugh is 0-4 straight up as an underdog since he's been there. 1-3 against the spread. I think it's been like 18 trips that they haven't won in Madison. There's a lot of – it's almost one of these deals, and I know you guys read the same stuff I do, and people tuning in that like to bet read the same type of sites. And you ever notice, like, when you're capping a game, like a baseball game, it'll say – you know, Justin Verlander, 16-0 to the over against the Tigers.
Yeah.
He's
16-0
on Thursday night. He's 14-1, you know, to the over. Then you know the game's going to go under.
Right,
yeah.
Like, sometimes things are just too obvious. People are piling on Michigan here. I think the Wolverines are going to get it done tomorrow, guys. I think Harbaugh does get his moment tomorrow. And maybe I'm being naive, but I think Michigan were holding back a little bit. You know, Army's a tough matchup for anybody. They went vanilla against Middle Tennessee State. It's up to Shea Patterson to hang on to the football, but if they can slow down Jonathan Taylor, which I think they can after dealing with Army last week, and Michigan's defense is elite, I think they can win this football game, and Harbaugh will finally win a big football game. And then, like you said, until the next one.
You're right. Right.
Wow, I can't wait. I have a different opinion, only because they're so damn sloppy, the Wolverines. And I don't, they're going through an awful, hostile environment, but yeah. – You know, Gabe, it's going to be – I think it's the most fascinating game of the year thus far, at least early on at noontime. Maybe Georgia-Notre Dame surpasses that on Saturday night.
Yeah.
But if Georgia runs the ball like they're capable of, I know the line's 14 or 15, Gabe, but Notre Dame is one of the worst run defenses already in the country. They haven't played diddly squat yet. Georgia, I think, is going to run the – like you just talked about, running the football. This is a prime example right here. What you know? What Kirby Smart can do, I think, on Sunday night. I think he's going to have a field day.
Big point spread, though, on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big number. It's a big number. I haven't locked this game down yet. It's the thing. Notre Dame are outmatched, yet they find ways. Yet when they really step up into the heavyweight division, they get knocked down. And we've seen this before with Notre Dame. They're good enough to beat almost everybody except sort of the elite of the elite. And I think Georgia are going to ambush them here, if anything. If I have to play it, I would lay the points. And generally, I don't like laying it. But as I've stated, in these elite pedigree type of games, Notre Dame's gotten knocked out.
Yeah. All right, before we run out of time, both college and pro, any other specials you want to mention here at this point?
Yeah, you know what? I want to jump into the NFL because I'm at the card this week. But just quickly, as far as Tom Herman is concerned, you know, the Texas Longhorns spent so much time worrying about the Oklahoma Sooners. They've been starting to worry about the guys in Stillwater.
Yeah.
They've lost four straight to this team.
Mm.
Right? Four freaking straight times. Three of the games have actually been by 3 points.
Yeah.
They have this game circled just like the Oklahoma game. Texas are still figuring out how to win and learn how to become a contender. They're a little soft offensively, but I don't think it's going to matter here in this spot against Oklahoma State. I think Texas rolls and shows just how explosive their offense is. Guys, they put up 38 points against LSU's defense.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to do against this Cowboy defense? I love the over of this football game. And Tom Herman, all the talk, we know about what a great underdog he is. He's actually 20-7 against the spread, guys, when he's laying 7 points or less as a favorite as well. So I think it's a good spot, but I know we're running out of time, so I'll just jump into the NFL because I like the card this week in the NFL.
Okay.
We have some great situations and angles here. And let's start off with the Minnesota Vikings, guys. Every time we're on, we talk about Mike Zimmer. He's now 37-14-2 against the spread against non-division opponents.
Mm.
What did he do against the Atlanta Falcons? He blitzed them. He drilled them by 16 points, 28-12. It was actually like 28-0. They wasn't even that close. They actually lost to the Green Bay Packers. If you look at his losses, most of his losses are in the division.
Mm.
He's made his living, and he feasts on non-division opponents. 37-14-2 against non-division opponents. You put them on a field in Minnesota, guys, he's 22-5-1 against the spread. This is the first road game for the Raiders. They got smacked last week after the quick start. Reality's going to kick in. Don't be fooled by that Monday night win against the Denver Broncos. Kirk Cousins finally gets on track. Minnesota rolls, lay the points. New York Giants, guys. Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes now in for the Giants. Going to make a big difference for this offense. Giants have some talent. You're going to see Saquon Barkley was getting stacked. They're not going to be able to stack the box as much now. Jones can throw the ball down the field. They can run some RPOs. He's actually pretty mobile. He's much more athletic than people realize. And this kid was the real deal, guys. I really think he's going to step on the field and have success immediately. But it wasn't Eli Manning's fault that the Giants are the 29th-ranked pass defense in the NFL, and that DeAndre Baker out of the aforementioned Georgia Bulldogs is really struggling, this kid. First-round draft pick after two games. He's ranked by Pro Football Focus as the worst DB in the league. And he gets Chris Godwin this week. And Godwin's turning into a star. I'd have to tell you guys in Florida,
yeah,
you know, Godwin's a great football player. He's going to become the number one target and the star on this team. And he's going to light up DeAndre Baker. I love the over of this game. I think they're going to trade points. You look at the Giants. They gave up 35 to the Cowboys. They gave up 28 to the Bills. Expect the Bucs to get into the high 20s. And I think the Giants are going to be able to trade some points with them. Denver Broncos, 11 straight games have gone under the number. We don't need to get fancy and overanalyze it. All right, 11 straight unders with the Denver Broncos going back to last year, 2-0 this year to the under. They never even flirted with going over the number. The Green Bay Packers are also 2-0 to the under. You got a new defense in Denver that they're still trying to figure out, but they don't have a sack yet, but they're still playing well because they have so many good players. Green Bay really hasn't figured out their offense yet, but they're winning games, and that's a good thing. That they're not—they don't need Aaron Rodgers to throw 5 touchdowns to win a football game. Green Bay's defense is the real deal. 2-0 to the under on the year, 9-3 to the under in their last 12. 11 straight unders for the Denver Broncos. I don't bet a lot of unders, but I love the under 44. And for you teaser players out there, we put together a 7-point teaser. Give me the Houston Texans plus 10.5. It's almost too good to be true. And again, it's whoever has the ball last wins. I think the Texans can win this game outright. I'm going to have them on a teaser at plus 10.5, and I'll also have them on the money line. But in a nightcap, I'm not impressed with what Cleveland has done so far this year. They were horrible in week one. They weren't very good against the Jets, truth be told. Odell Beckham was good. Nobody else was. Baker Mayfield's been off so far. But I think they calmed down, settled down on a massive game on Sunday night. Hard to pass up the 3 points as a home dog, but even harder to pass up with a 7-point teaser. Houston Texans plus 10.5, Cleveland Browns plus 10. You'll thank me Sunday night after this teaser cashes, and you don't have to worry about like a late field goal in either game costing you.
Very good.
Awesome.
Awesome advice. Gabe Morenci, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thanks, pal.
Always a pleasure, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.